Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Shannon 868 show with me, Jesus. So before we continue, just want to let you know that the Shannon 868 show is produced by 868 and Beyond Productions. So you can follow them on Instagram or Facebook for more information and for more details. So without much further ado, let's dive straight into today's episode. Let's get straight into the thing one time, man. So today, before anything and everything, it was a good week for Chelsea on the whole. It was a good week. We just had one loss across the 18s and the 23s, youth and women. And men, we just had one loss. Some good news from the 1st of January 2022, standing trials will be back in various stadia around the English Premier League. And well, one team in the championship, that's Cardiff, has also been given permission to resume standing. Now, this is all in the wake of the 25-year ban that came from the 1989 Hillsborough disaster, in which 97 Liverpool fans died. If you're not familiar with it, you can Google it, check it out, and see what the situation with that is. It was a very, very nasty disaster. So it will be restarted. Five teams have been given permission to restart the standing trials. Those five teams are Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspurs, Manchester City, and Manchester United. Sorry, four, not five. And Manchester United. Our first game, but we will be at home on the 2nd of January 2022, and will be versus Liverpool. So it definitely would be an emotional day for fans of the game, especially those Liverpool fans. Liverpool aren't on the list of teams to resume the standing trial, but they have been doing their own experiments and whatnot with standing. So from the 2nd of January, they will be standing back in some English stadiums. Hopefully it will expand to the others. It definitely changes and gives the home teams that advantage being at home. I mean, if you look at other leagues, especially in Germany, where you see, especially Dortmund fans, they have very spectacular designs and the various spectacles that they bring forward. Also, in I think it's the Greek league. Yeah, various leagues have their various fans utilize the standing, but it's good to see it coming back slowly but surely to the English game. So let's dive straight into Chelsea now. In the 18s, they played Crystal Palace on the 6th, and this game was a cracker. This game finished 4-3, 3 first half goals from Chelsea. Also, Crystal Palace had 2 goals within about 3 minutes, the 64th and 67th minute. They had their first goal in the 41st minute, but it took a 46-minute winner for the Junior Blues to win this London Junior Derby, setting them on top of the league on 19 points. It was all square at 3-3 going into the 90th minute. Referee, everybody thinking referee going to blow off the whistle there, and then Mudryk just came from nowhere. And produced a winner. So, yeah, sending place. I mean, Crystal Palace training ground wasn't liking it. But what do we do? I had to take that and cool it. So the next game will be against Brighton, the 7th place Brighton, on the 20th of November. So hopefully we can continue this momentum we've started here and continue the, keep getting those wins and keep racking them up. And as I said, we only had one loss, and that came from the under-23s. They as well played Crystal Palace. They lost 2-1. Yeah, they lost 2-1. All goals came within the first half. You know, things was looking good. Lewis Barker struck early in the 19th minute. I looked at status on a rampage, you know, thinking it was so beautiful. It was a nice goal. You think it was the startup was getting 3 points, but the 24th and 42nd minute, Crystal Palace came and put two in the net, and that was enough to condemn us to 13th place after 11 games. We just one spot above, I think, is Everton, and they have yet to play. It doesn't look good. As this is our only, these are our only win on our past 5 games. Our last win coming on the 16th of October versus Derby County. We won that game 2-0. We have Leeds up next on the 19th, and it doesn't look easy for the Young Blues. I don't see us getting much from the Leeds game. But as usual, we can't just count it out. We gotta keep our, you know, cross our fingers and, you know, hope the boys get their head down and, you know, digging their heels. It's a long season, so they have plenty of football to play still. So it's still a plan to change this around. And the youths Champions League is on the 23rd. They play Juventus, so that's their second to last game on the group stage. And so we're just looking to, you know, if we beat Juventus, we can go to the top of the table and, you know, hopefully get a team that is not as challenging. I'm not saying it's an easy team. I'm just saying we get, you know, a not as challenging team and when it comes for the round of 16 knockout football. So we look forward to that with the guys and them. With the youngsters, you know, with the youths and them. And the women played Villa and they won 1-0. Yeah. Easy. Fleming's 22nd minute strike. That was it. You know, that was it. That solo strike when these two teams faced was enough for Chelsea to get all 3 points. And the results leaves us on 15 points, second place behind Arsenal. The only loss we've had this season, the only setback we've had this season was against Arsenal the opening day. So I mean, that game was a thriller. I keep going back to that. You know, it was a scrappy win. Emma Haynes has addressed that issue, stating that you know, it wasn't the way that we wanted to win. Didn't have control of the game. But all points were bagged and taken away, so that's a positive we have to look at there. Up next in the league is Birmingham City on the 21st, but before that, today the women are in Sweden for Champions League actions versus Servette FCCF. So definitely you're gonna take in that game today, see how the girls so the ladies go through with that. So that's the women. So we had the women coming up with the game today. The youths playing next week. 19th is on the 23s, and the 20th is on the 18s. Before we get into the men, I just want to, let's hear from Tuchel first before we get into the men, and then we will give our 2 cents. And express how we feel about this situation.
Thomas, a frustrating result. How do we not win that, do you think, today?
Yeah, it's a frustrating result, but it's the opposite of a performance. It's a very strong performance from the first to the very last minute. 2 minutes we lost control of the match, and they were lucky to get this goal. This can happen in football. It was on us to take one of our chances. We created so many chances. I liked how we played today. I liked the intensity, the quality, the commitment from the whole group. We had big chances to win this game by 2-3 goals. This can happen in football. We don't want it to happen, but it can happen. When it happens, it's very disappointing, of course, because we are all very competitive. But it's no other way than accepting it and pick the positive. There's a lot of positive to take.
Certainly, it was another very physical game today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was clear, and that's why I'm also pretty impressed how we accepted this fight. It was now our seventh match in a row, and come from two away games, come from Champions League, play this kind of match against a tough opponent, a very physical opponent. So there was a lot of extra work needed, a lot of invisible work was needed to control the match like this and dominate the match like this. Like I said, I'm super happy with the performance, but unfortunately we did not get the result we deserved. So we have to take it from somewhere else.
Like you said, plenty of positives to take from it, one of which you go into the international break, top of the league.
Yes, and we take it step by step, and we demanded today to have another add another 5% to our performance in Malmö, which we clearly did. Maybe it was a 10 or 15% we added in terms of intensity and in terms of speed of play and attacking sense. I think it was pure pleasure to watch this game, how we played, and this is what we do. We try to play this game also for our spectators, that they're happy in the stadium and see an attacking side. Unfortunately, today we could not win, but we deserved. We know this.
And finally, you now get a well-deserved break, a short break before a crazy, crazy schedule taking us through to Christmas.
Absolutely, we'll not stop. No, it's like the last break, and then we have like 3 months coming without any national breaks and with a lot of fixtures. And it's now necessary. Unfortunately, the most of the guys go and play for their national team, so. For us and the staff, is a good moment to take a breath, because after that we will try to push the team to the limit for the next months.
We should have won. It's not what we wanted, but it's better than nothing. Yes, I know. It's brutally, we should have done better. We had like, what, 20-something shots? 16? About 20 shots. We should have done better. Pope came up good with some beautiful saves. We can't even dispute him with that, but it left many, many upset fans. I understand, but this is how the game we love goes. You know, the bright side is we're going to the international break. It's the last one for the year, because after this is peace. Although we have the African Cups, it's not going to stop. So it's going to be non-stop peace for about 3 months, 3.5 months. So the bright side is we're on top for the international break. The not so bright side is it shows that while we looked good against Norwich, we played good without our main strikers at certain points, we still need that out and out strike on top, because we fail to convert our chances. You know, because on the other side of the break, when we come back from the international break, it's Leicester on the 20th. And then a week after is Manchester on the 28th. So being clear on top by 3 points, I mean, thanks to Zuma, we call him Agent Zuma and company, it means we have our work cut out for us. You know, City plays Everton and West Ham, and Liverpool plays Arsenal and Southampton on those days respectively when the break comes back. So we can't keep depending on them to drop points. We can't keep depending on teams around us to draw or to lose every week. We have to do what we have to do. The bright side is we did not lose. That's a very good thing. We didn't lose, so we picked up points. But we must learn to see. We have to learn to kill off games. You know, Barkley starting was a bit of a surprise for a lot of people. And then he could have passed to Chilwell. That definitely would have given us the 3 points, and we would have looked back in the game with the same conversation, but not saying that it's Burnley we drew with. And we can't take away from Burnley, but we have to demand more of the team that we support. I mean, Kai and Cho again did good, but we're not converting. We need to change the shots into goals. We need to have some kind of conversion rate, like every 4 shots equal 1 goal. I mean, if that was the case, we'd have won like 4-5-0. But we need to have a conversion rate. You know, and the good thing is that after the break, We have Lukaku and Vuna coming back into the fray, which will be a much needed and a much loved boost. However, again, I won't say this was unacceptable from us. I would say that this was unwanted. Yeah, that's the best thing I can say. This was highly unwanted. Because I know each and every one of us wanted to go into the break with that 5-point gap. Because it would have been 5 points here. We would have had our 5-point gap. And we would have been comfortable. But there's no time to get comfortable. Because even if we have 5 points, 5 points can 5-point gap can easily change into 2 points behind. So the good, again, we just sometimes it's good to focus on the positive. And the positive is that we got a win. Another positive was we had Christian Pulisic out there as well. So it was good to see him out there. And I hope he maintains his fitness, as Tuchel even says in one of the post interviews he said hopefully the American team takes care of him and Kante. The American and the French team respectively takes care of him and Kante on the international break, because we can't afford to have these players, our depth, getting less, you know, because of extended injuries. Because Tuchel even said that Pulisic was feeling some kind of nudge on his ankle. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that. I know some people are frustrated or fed up or just done with Pulisic always being injured, etc. But that's how the thing goes. You know, that's how the thing goes. And Pulisic is young. Pulisic is 23. So we have, I think, he deserves at least another year with us. You know? I think that, look at it. For instance, Saul, I'm reading different things. One source says he's willing to fight for his spot. Another source says he's already made up his mind to go back. The thing is, he's here, I know we would definitely use him, because we have, again, three to three and a half months of peace coming up just now. So we're definitely going to use him a lot coming up. So he's definitely going to get game time. Once he stays with us, he's going to get that that time for him to shine, for him to do his thing, see what he has and why Tuchel should keep him, why Chelsea should invest in keeping him. You know, I'm not saying that he should stay just based on name alone, but I mean, come on. But, and then, now another bright side that I know a lot of people may not want to study right now, just because we didn't get the win that we wanted. And especially given that this is our first Premier League goal from open play this season. I know the clean sheet would have been good too, eh? But and it's November, right? So it's November, and this is our first Premier League goal from open play. So I'm going to go back again, and I know it is not just in the back of the mind. Can we equal or beat the record start by Mourinho? Can this team do that? I cross my fingers. I don't want to jinx it. But I hope so. If we do it, it would be great. It would be even better to lift that Premier League title at the end of the season. So that's that with Burnley. Now, as we said, we can't keep depending on the teams around us to drop points. Yes, last week City lost, and then this week Liverpool lost. But we can't keep thinking that hope the draw. The boys and them on the field, they have their job to do. The manager gave them instructions. It's up to them to do it. And that's where the problem comes. Where the issue is. Some people focus on what Tuchel doing with this one on the field or that one. Take, for instance, Barkley. Barkley is a guy who, he does something that I love. It's something that I don't see much again from us. When Ziyech was on, when Ziyech Akim started the last time we played Newcastle. Yeah, when we played Newcastle, he's hitting from outside the box. That's something I love to see. I know all of us, we have those memories of Lampard and except and company hitting from outside and scoring. Barkley does that. He brings the ball up and he goes for goal. And maybe that's his strength and weakness. Like, he has just eye for that alone. Because again, passing to Chilwell, I'm not saying Chilwell is 100% going to score. If Chilwell missed, then the conversation would have been shifted to him. It was always going to be a conversation either Barkley or Chilwell. And I think we all of us emotions was like literally how Chilwell reaction was. We reacted the same. We're like, yo, right here, open. Oh gosh, man. For fuck's sake, pass the ball. You know, so I definitely think that was poor decision making by Barkley. Well, Loftus-Cheek didn't start, as Tuchel explained as well, that Loftus-Cheek has been playing 90 minutes plus. Now, he played 90 minutes a few games ago, and then he played majority of some other games. So he's in the last, let's say, 3-4 games, he's played over 70 minutes each. So he needed rest. So we will recover. Do our revisions, come back out with Werner and Romelu Lukaku. And yeah, I know I butchered his first name, I know. And we'll go back from there. So it's Leicester and United back to back. Those are not easy games. Definitely not easy games. Those two teams are looking to get back to the winning ways. And this is where you separate the sheep from the goat. This is where you separate champions from just contenders. This is where we show them who Chelsea are. You know? So as I leave you, as always, remember, as I leave you, remember the color, remember the aim, remember the game, and never, ever let anybody forget the name. So, you have a wonderful and blessed day, week, month, and year. Have a safe one, and we'll see each other, hear from each other again as well next week, same time, same place. And I'm out.